Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Moed Katan has been dedicated to Le'iloi Nishmas, Peril Bas Rabbi Yehoshua Heschel HaKohen.
Moed Katan Daf Yudches. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Yudzayin Mabez brings a brisa in which Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi have two machloiksim. The first machloikis is about cutting one's nails during Chol HaMoed, and the second one is about an ovel cutting his nails. In both cases, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's usser, and Rabbi Yossi says that it's mutter. Ula paskin halacha like Rabbi Yehuda in the case of an ovel, and halacha like Rabbi Yossi in the case of Chol HaMoed. However, Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yossi in both Chol HaMoed and ovel. And the Gemara explains that this is in accordance with a principle that Shmuel says elsewhere. Shmuel, there's a memory from Shmuel that says halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'ovel, that we always paskin like the kula dekashita by hilchas ovel. Tosfos and Daf Yudzayin Mabez de Bramaschel Hachi Garsinon ask, why is it that Shmuel has to repeat himself? Since Shmuel has a memra elsewhere of halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'ovel, why would it be important for Shmuel to speak out over here that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi by ovel, just like he paskins that you're allowed to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed? And Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Erevin, in which the Gemara asks a similar question. Just like Shmuel has a rule, halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'ovel, he also has a rule, halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'erev. According to the Gersa Shulchaninu, it's not Shmuel's memra over there, it's Rabbi ben Levi. Al kopanim, the Gemara over there asks, why do we need an additional memra that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, who's mekel in a certain case in Hilchas Erev? Typically, because there's a halacha that you go after the mekel, so you don't have to speak out every time the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Menuri or whoever the kulik Shikta is. So by the same token, says Tosfos, we have the same kasha over here. Why would Shmuel have to speak out that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi? Tosfos answers that Shmuel has the need to speak it out over here, since Ula differentiates between Chol HaMoed and Evel. So it's important for Shmuel to tell us that this is not a place which is an exception to his rule. He has to repeat that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. According to the Shita Mekubetzes, the reason why Shmuel has to repeat himself over here is because of the second half, because of the din of Chol HaMoed, not because of Avil. Avil, we know from this rule, that halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avil, but since he's saying anyway that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi b'Chol HaMoed, like Ula, so he also throws in that the halacha is like him even by Avil, so you shouldn't make a mistake. According to the Ritva, Shmuel never actually said the words halacha kedivrei Rabbi Yossi b'moed uve'evil. It's the Gemara who adapted this statement based on Shmuel's rule that the halacha is always like the divrei hamekel in Hilchas Avil. And the fact that he says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi in both cases is because since we have Ula, or anyway paskins that way, we assume that Shmuel didn't argue because we never heard from him that he argued. We have the klal from Shmuel all over that he holds halacha is like the divrei hamekel when it comes to Avelus. So the Gemara therefore concluded that that would be Shita Shmuel. Now concerning this rule of halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avil, there is a machlokes rishonim as to whether this is really only an extension of the din of safek drabanan lekula or not. Tosfos in Erevin and Daf Memvav Med Aleph clearly is of the opinion that this has got nothing to do with the klal of safek drabanan lekula, because Tosfos says over there that the din of halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avil is true even by avelus yom rishon, according to those shittas that avelus yom rishon is the oraisa. The Ramban, on the other hand, both over here in Moed Katan and Daf Chaf, and in the Teres HaAdam, disagrees with this opinion. As a matter of fact, the Ramban brings those Rishonim that say that Avelus Yom Rishon is Dairaisa, and a question that he asks of them is, how could you say that Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Ba'avel if there is an aspect of Avelus which is Dairaisa? By Dairaisas we have to go L'chumra. So from this he proves that Avelus Yom Rishon is not Dairaisa. So you see that the Ramban holds that it's not a special cloud that allows you to be Mekel even by Dairaisas. In fact, the way that the Ramban understands this klal is that Chazal never found a machloikis in Hilchas Avil that was not a drabanan, and so they chose to make a blanket rule. The rule actually is negeya even places where you cannot say safik drabanan lekula, such as if you have a roiv against a yachid. Usually the din is yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim, even if the rabim are being more machmir in the din drabanan. However, in Hilchas Avelus, we will go after the mekel even if he's a yachid. Now, as far as the shittas of Tosfos and the other Rishonim that hold that halacha k'divrei ha-meikel is even by a d'oraisa aspect like avilus yom rishon d'oraisa. How could we say that if you always have to be machmir by d'oraisas? It's muchach that they are of the opinion that the din of safek d'oraisa l'chumra is a din d'rabbanan. There's a big discussion that is the subject matter of the Shev Shmaitza in the beginning in his first piece. He brings machlekes Rambam and Rashba as to whether the din of safek d'oraisa l'chumra is safek d'oraisa mid'oraisa l'chumra or only mid'rabbanan l'chumra. Mid'rabbanan l'chumra means that mid'oraisa you're really allowed to be mekel. The rabbanan came and were machmer. Now if you hold that it's mid'rabbanan, then we can understand that the Rabbanan said, because of reasons that they had, that although in all other d'oraisas we chose to make a klal, you have to be machmir, when it comes to avelus, we do not enact that din, and we say you're allowed to be mekel. There are those that say that the reason why they would have done such a thing is because it will result in more oinik Shabbos. Because if we're more mekel in Hilchus Avel, then we'll end up being me'aneg as a Shabbos during the Yemei Avelus more. Now, when is it that we say halacha k'divrei ha-meikel by avelus? According to the Ritva, this is only a rule with regards to machlekes tanoim. Machlekes amiroim, the halacha is not k'divrei ha-meikel. When it comes to machlekes amiroim, we use the regular klolim to paskin like all other dinim in the Torah. And this is very significant, says the Ritva, because in our sugya, we find that Rav says that you cannot use a gnustera to cut nails. A gnustera, according to Rashi, is misparayim, scissors, and according to Tosfos, it's a special kli that is made for cutting nails. Now, if the rule of halach divra mekel be'ovel is true, even by machlokes amiroim, then we would pass him like Shmuel, who is matir any way you do it. Shmuel doesn't mention that you have to do a shinoi. Masha enkein, if it's negea only machlokes tanoim and not machlokes amiroim, then we would apply the regular principle that we do all over, that halach kirav be'isuri and be machmer and not allow you to use the gnustera. Other Rishonim that the Ritva brings down hold that there is no difference between Machlokes Tanoim and Machlokes Amiroim. Even Legabe Machlokes Amiroim, we say Halacha K'divrei HaMeikel. However, it's not Mukhrach that Shmuel is Matir with the Gnustra. He doesn't say it Beferish, and it's possible that Rav is just coming to be Mefarish what it was that Rabbi Yossi said when he was Matir. The Daki Moshe in Yerideh, Simin Shin Tzadik, Ois Hey says that by Machlokes HaPoiskim, we do not apply the principle of Halacha K'divrei HaMeikel B'Avel. That means that even if you hold that it's not limited to Machlokes Tanoim, but Machlokes HaPoiskim, after the Chesimus HaTalmud, we don't have such a klal. The Chazon Ish in Yerideh, Kuf Yud Beis, Ois Yud, writes that Beis Yosef was noyik machria like Roiv HaPoiskim, and not to use the klal of Halacha K'divrei HaMeikel when it came to Machlokes HaPoiskim, and he explains that even those Rishonim that hold that it was said by Machlokes Amiroim as well, but it does not apply to Machlokes HaPoiskim, and he says the reason is because this is not based on the klal of Safek Darbanan Lekula. And the raya is, like we said before, that you go after the yachid against the rabbin, which you ordinarily don't do, even by derabbanans. So therefore, it's not midin sovig derabbanan lekula, rather it's miklali ashas. And something that's miklali ashas has nothing to do with the machlokes that took place after the Chesimus HaTalmud. However, we do find in quite a few places that the poskim learned from this klal that there is a netiyah to be mekel. So if a person sees a machlokes poskim and he doesn't have a clear-cut hachra, he's not the one way, but he doesn't have enough to go on to be mekel, he may be able to use this as a tziruf, the fact that the general mood when it comes to avelus is to be mekel. Take a look also in the Stechemed, in the Klolim, Mareches Hey in Ois Kuf Yud Ches. The Gemara relates a story about Pinchas, the brother of Shmuel. It was Isra Bei Milsa, he suffered a loss. The Rishonim say that he lost a son. That's why it was he who was sitting Shiva and not his brother Shmuel. So Shmuel came to Menachem Avil, and he saw that his nails were very long. And he asked him, why don't you cut your nails? So he answered back, Ibidi Dehava, if this happened to you, would you be so mezalzel with the avelus? And the Gemara says that it was like Kishgaga Shiyotzim Elfnei HaShalit, it caused Shmuel, unfortunately, to suffer his own loss. And Shmuel got very angry at his brother, and he said, don't you hold of the bris krusa l'sfasayim, which we see from the story of Avram Avinu, who said to the two Na'arim, when he went to the Akedah, he said, I and Yitzchak will go, v'nishtachve v'nishuv aleichem, will both come back. And you see that it was Estayim Milsa, the Hadar Tervayu, that the two of them returned from the Akedah, even though he was going with the intention to Shecht Yitzchak. Now Tosfos asks, why is it that we use over here the klal of bris krusalus vasayim? After all, that is something that we learn out from Avraham Avinu, which was a good thing. Maybe midatayva meruba, maybe it's only by good things that if a person slips with his mouth, it's mikuyim, but when it comes to a negative thing, like in the case of Pinchas and Mar Shmuel, it doesn't have the same effect. It would have been more appropriate, says Tosfos, to apply the principle of al yiftach adam piv l'satan that is mentioned in the Gemara in Brachas daf yutesim et aleph. The Marsha gives a teretz. He says that the klal of al yiftach adam piv l'satan is a klal that relates to when a person says something concerning himself. But we wouldn't know that if Pinchas says something about Mar Shmuel, that it can have an effect on him. It can have an effect on others. That we do see from Avraham Avinu. And he explains that when a person is peseach piv l'satan about himself, it's like haidas baldin kemeya edim dami. It gives the satan the koich to be mekachik because the person is saying something about himself. Masha Enkein, when you use the idea of shgaga ayotzim pi ha-shalit about other people, that is like a nevuah. And that's why we find Rashi and Chumash on the parash of the Akedah over there says that Avraham Avinu is nisnabe, that they're both going to come back. And that's how he answers Tosfos' question as well. Says the Marsha that by nevuah you never find a differentiation between negative and positive. Even if a person is misnave, bad thing, it's still mekuyim. Another teretz to Tosfos' question is found in the Karen Oira, who says that al yiftach adam piv l'satan is not applicable here because Pinchas did not say it in a lashon vaday. He just said, what happens if this happened to you? Would you be mezalzel? So that's not shayach to the klal of al yiftach adam piv l'satan. It is shayach to the din of bris krusalus vasayim because nevuah sometimes is expressed in a vague manner. The Sefer Ara Yasher asks an obvious question on our Gemara and he doesn't give an answer. And that is that by Avraham Avinu, it doesn't seem to be the fact that he said v'neshtachve v'neshua aleichem that caused it to happen. Because seemingly it was only nesayin from the beginning. As we find out at the end of the story, the Medrash explains that Avraham Avinu asked Hashem to explain, you said ki v'yitzchok yikar l'chazara, and Hashem tells him, I never really told you to bring him as an oil. I told you, aleu v'achteu, bring maleu la'oilu, but then you should take him down. So how could we bechlal apply what it says in the pasuk over there to other cases in which the dibur is somewhat poyel? The Gemara tells us that somebody who throws his nails in a place where it's possible for an isha who is muberes to walk is called a rasha. Because if she steps on it, and it's possible for her to be mapil the uber. Kveger over here brings down Tosfos and Sanhedrin daf nun tesa mid aleph, who ask that over there in the Gemara it's mevur that only a ben noyach is usher to kill an uber. He's considered a murderer if he kills an uber, but a yisrael is not considered a murderer for killing an uber. Says Tosfos that even so, even though he doesn't have a din of a reitzeach, he's not a murderer, but it's still usser for a Jew to be mapel and uber. That is what Tosfos says in Sanhedrin. Now it would seem that Tosfos is arguing on the rush in the end of Maseches Yuma. Because over there in Yuma, there's a machlokes rishonim, if it's mutter for an isha muberes to eat on Yom Kippur because of the sakana of the uber. And the Rosh says, I don't understand the machloikis. Because, he says, if the Isha herself is mapil, the uber, it could be a sakana for her. So it definitely is mutter for the Isha mu'uberis to eat. Not because it is sakana so uber himself, but because if she's mapil the uber, then she herself is going to be in danger. However, in Tosfos in Sanhedrin that Reb Kveger brings down, it seems pretty clear that there's no sakana to the mother. Because if Al Yidei being mapil, the mother is placed in sakana, then what was Tosfos' kasha? Tosfos asked, why is the person called a rasha for throwing the nails in a place where the isha could walk? For a Jew, it's not usher to kill an uber. Why can't Tosfos answer? That may be true. To kill the uber is not usher, but if you kill the uber, she's going to be mapil, then it's going to put her in danger. Al Korach, Tosfos does not agree with the premise of the rush that being mapil places the mother in danger. The Gemara has a discussion about the din of cutting the mustache on Chol HaMoed. And there are two lashonos as to whether the question was asked to Rebbe and he said that it's mutter, or if they would have asked the Rebbe, he would have said it's mutter. Al Kol Panim, the Gemara comes out that it's mutter to cut the mustache on Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara then adds, Amar Avitul Safra Mishmei Durav or Mishmei Durav Papa Safa Mizovis Lizovis. It's mutter to shave the mustache from one end of the mouth to the other. The Gemara then brings the memra of Rav Ami, Amar Rav Ami Ubisafa HaMakevis, which sounds like, according to our Girsa, what's happening is the Rav Ami is qualifying the statement of Avitul Safra Mishmei Durav Papa and saying that although he said you're allowed to shave the mustache Mizovis Lizovis from one end to the other, that's only if it constitutes a hindrance to the person's achila, if it's ma'ak of the person from eating, it's mafriya the achila. Then comes Rav Nachman Yitzchak and he says, L'didi kisafa ma'akeves domili, which means, as Rashi explains, an istin is somebody who is extra sensitive, even if it's a small amount of hair, it bothers me. So it comes out, according to this girsa, that the only thing that's mutter is when it is disturbing the person's achila, and then it's mutter mizavis lizavis, unless the person's in istinus, and then a small amount of hair will also be considered a hafra, and he's allowed to shave it on Chol HaMoed. Now, the Rishonim bring another girsa, and that is safa mizavis lizavis, and that's a blanket statement that you're allowed to shave it mizavis lizavis, whether it's mafriya the achila or not. Nacha kol shema akevis, which means that the part that's on the sides of the mouth, that is only if it's mafriya the person's achila. That's how the Ramban explains. The Ritva explains hanacha means the part that's underneath the mouth. So according to this girsa, Rav Avitul Safra Mishmei Derav was matir the top part of the mustache, no matter what. Then comes along Rav Ami and says Busafa Makevis, meaning that even the top part of the mustache, you need to have the tanai that it's disturbing the person's achila. In which case, there's a machloikis. According to the first pshat, the way we have the girsa, there is no machloikis. Rav Ami is just qualifying the first statement. But according to this girsa, there is a machloikis. Now it says the Ritva that the din, the psak halacha, is like Rav Ami, who says that it has to be ma'akev the achila, unless you're an anina das like Rav Nachman, an istinus. And that is the psak of the Bahag as well. However, the Rambam in Hilchas Yomta Perek Zayin halacha chof says that it's mutter on Chol HaMoed to shave the entire mustache. So the Magen Mishnah over there says that it's possible that the Rambam understands that our Gemara is only referring to Avelus, but on Chol HaMoed it's Mutter B'chol Inyan. And that's why the Rambam doesn't make the stipulation of being Ma'akev Achila. However, in the Bir Agra, in Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph Sifches, he asks that the Rambam in Hilchas Avel paskins beferish that an Avel is usher entirely to shave his mustache. So it can't be that our Sugya is going on the case of Avelus, because then the Rambam would have been Matir, the Avel, at least if it's being Mafriya, is Achila. So Al Karchuk, you have to say in the Hesber of the Rambam that the Rambam holds that there's a Machloikas in our Sugya between Rav and Rav Ami. It's not as if Rav Ami is only qualifying the statement of Rav, and he paskins like Rav. According to Rav, or Rav Papa, depending how you're Goyris, the entire top of the mustache is Mutter without the Tanai of being Mafriya, his Achila. The Gemara brings a memra, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yoicharam, Yishein lo ela chalok echod, somebody who only has one beged, mutter lechapse b'chol shel moed. He's allowed to wash it on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara asks on him from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, ve'elu mechapse b'moed, only abom in medinas hayam, from beis ha-shivya, v'yotim beis ha-surim. It sounds like these are all the only exceptions, but somebody who only has one beged, it doesn't say in the Mishnah he's allowed to wash it. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah could be talking about somebody who has two begadim. Somebody who has two begadim and both of them are not clean is allowed to wash it if he's an oinus. But if he's not an oinus, he's not allowed to. But somebody who has only one begadim is allowed to wash it on Chol HaMoed like Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what exactly does the Gemara mean? The Shita Mekubetzes asks the following question. Do we mean that this person who only has one beged is of course chayiv to wash his beged before Yom Tif? It's just that he also has a heter to wash it again on Chol HaMoed if it gets dirty. And therefore, in the event that he was Peshaya and he did not wash it before Yom Tif, we would not allow him to wash it on Chol HaMoed, just like anybody else who didn't wash his beged before Yom Tif. Because there is a gzeira telling a person, you must make sure that you don't go into Yom Tif Menuvel, and that's why Chazal said you may not wash it on Chol HaMoed. Now, in that respect, this person should be no different than everybody else. Because it may be true that if his beged gets dirty, then he has to go and wash it on Chol HaMoed, but he should have washed it before Yom Tif anyway. Now, Tosfos over here, in Devar Maschil Afalgav, brings a raya that the heter to wash a beged for somebody who only has one beged is true even if the person did not wash it before the Yom Tif. Because, says Tosfos, if we would say that in the event that he did not wash his beged and it was Peshaya before Yom Tif, that he does not have the right to wash it on Chol HaMoed, then the Gemara could have very simply answered the question from our Mishnah. The only time that people who didn't wash their beged before Yom Tif are allowed to wash in a Chol HaMoed is if it was Yotzim Beis Asurim, etc. But a person who only has one beged, he only has the heter in the event that he washed it before Yom Tif. And the Hesber in this din, you have to say that since it was already part of the Takana that says that it's Asur to wash your beged in a Chol HaMoed, that if this is your only beged, so you don't have that Isser, then it's Mufka entirely from the Isser, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if you washed it before Yom Tov or you didn't wash it before Yom Tov. Because we say that even had you washed it before Yom Tov, you would have ended up having to wash it again during Chol HaMoed. Now from the Lashon of the Mechaber in Siman Tavkof Lamed Dalet in Sif Aleph, it's mashma that he, halacha, does not hold that there's any chilik between somebody who washed it before Yom Tov or not, because he says, Ein mechabsin b'moyed, ve'elu shemechabsin, and he has a list. And the last one in that list is mi she'en lo ela chaluk echad. It doesn't sound like he's mechalik between whether he did wash it before Yom Tov or not. The Gemara tells us that klei pishtan is mutter lechabsin b'chol shemoyed. You're allowed to wash begadim that are made out of linen. In the Rishonim, we find several reasons for this heter. Rashi says that the reason is because there's not a lot of tircha involved in washing bigdei pishtun. Now this is somewhat difficult to understand because we know that the reason why it's usur to wash begadim on Chol HaMoed is in order that he shouldn't go into regel kashehu menuvel. So why do we care that there's only a little bit of tircha? So the Shita Mekubetzes explains that when we say that there's an isser, he shouldn't go into Yom Tov kishum and nuvel, what that means is that people naturally would probably push off all of the kvisa, all of the washing that they have to do for Yom Tov, because that's when they're betelim mimalacha. They're not doing work anyway. So a person would have the rutzen to leave all of his wash until then, and that's no good, because then he's going to go into Yom Tov kishum and nuvel. But by clay pishtun, which don't involve a lot of tircha to wash it, we don't believe that a person would push it off until Yom Tov, because it's not a big deal to wash it. So that way Rashi's tam could work together with the tam that we learned earlier, that the reason why you're supposed to wash it beforehand is in order that it shouldn't go into Yom Tov Shum Menuvel. Of course, if you learn, like Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Ayosim, who says that the whole Isser of Kibbutz in Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, is because of the Dechoil and Tircha Yisera, then Rashi is very pashit. Klei pishtun don't involve tirchas, therefore they're mutter. The Ritva and the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Zayin Halacha Chaf Aleph, they explain that the reason why klei pishtun is mutter to wash them Chol HaMoed is not like Rashi that it involves a small amount of tircha. Rather, klei pishtun is something that constantly needs to be washed, and therefore, even if he washed it before Chol HaMoed, it's understood that he's going to have to go and wash it again. Therefore, Chazal were matir. Rashi and the Rif and the Ruki Yosef and the Ran and the Meiri all bring down these two timim. The time that Rashi in our Gersa says, which is that it's not a tircha, and the time that we just quoted from the Ritva and the Rambam, that it needs constant washing. According to the Ramban, the reason why you're allowed to wash bigdei pishtun is the third reason. He says it's considered like a maisa hedyet. It must be a very simple thing to do, and therefore it doesn't have the din of a malacha. However, the Rush over here says that even though it's mutter, alpidin, to be mechabes, to wash begadim of pishtan chol shalmoyed, the ha'idna, he says, nohug behen iser ve'ein lahatiroi. Nowadays, the minig is not to wash big day pishtan, and therefore one should not be matured. And that's how it's kepaskin shulchan aruch. The mechaber says in Tzim Tav Kuf Lama Dalet, sif beis kol klei pishtan mutter lechabson, v'loi nohagu kein. And he adds, "Va'avalei dvarim ha'mutarim va'achirim noga bem iser yata rashoy latirim b'fneihim." Whenever the tzibur is noyig a chumra in a certain area, you're not allowed to be matirit. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkot and Yudalid that since may ikar adin it's mutter, it's just that it's a minig to be machmir. So nispashe ta minig lahaka litein la'akum l'chavis k'toynis achas l'chutz l'bayis, meaning that the minig was nispashe, it became widespread that one could give a big day pishtun to a guy to wash. The afa gav the komasha aser aser gamkin alidei nachri mikom makom bezem mekilim. So as long as it's outside of the house and it's one kisoynes, it's not many begadim, a person's allowed to give it to a guy. The Mishnah tells us ve'elu koisvin b'moyed. There's a whole list of things that you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. And there's a machlekes rishonim how to understand what the reason is why these things are mutter to write on Chol HaMoed. Many Rishonim understand that the reason for the heter is because of Davar HaAvid. It's a lashon of Tosfos over here. Ve'elu koisvim moed nireh the kolhani havu davar ha'avid, and the Tosfos explains why it's a davar ha'avid, because pen yamos hanoisein oya edim oy bezin oyechlum dinas hayom. These things like a shtar of anoisim matana or a get, etc. All of these things have factors that may change. The person could go away. The edim may die. So that's classified as a davar ha'avid because it's something that you may not have tomorrow. And this is the sheet of Rashi on the Rif, the Muki Yosef, the Ritva. They all understand that the heter over here is because of davar ha'avid. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Beis explains the heter differently. In fact, the Rambam splits up the different dinim in the Mishnah into two categories. As far as the din of Dayanim writing, things like Igros Shum, which is the shtar in which it's recorded the evaluation that Bezdin made of the nechassim of a person who owes money, or Igros Shemachur Behen L'mizoyna Isha V'abonois, Shtori Chalitza V'amiyunin, V'kol Hadoim Elehen. Those are things that Dayanim write. Says the Rambam, those are things that Dayanim need, Midvarim Shetzrichim HaDayanim L'kosvan K'dei Sheyizkurum, and it's included in the heter that they gave to Bidan on Moyed. The Rambam explains, K'shem Shedonin B'moyed, Kach Kois. So you see that it's part of the heter of being done on Moed. At the end of that halacha, the Rambam writes, V'chein koisvin gittin v'kidushay noshim v'shoivrin umatonis shekol elu kitzorchi rabim hein. So the Rambam says that you're also allowed to write gittin and kidushay noshim shoivrin matonis. Those don't seem to be because they're maisei dayonim, rather because they're tzorchi rabim. Yesh Lodun, if the Rambam really means two separate taimim, because there is a Yerushalmi that explains that the whole reason why Dayanim are allowed to function on Chol HaMoed, and consequently, according to the Rambam, the reason why they're allowed to write the things that relate to their dinim, is because it's Tzarchei Rabim. So it could be that the Kol Elu Kitzarchei Rabim Hein that the Rambam says at the end goes back on the whole halacha. So whether the Rambam means two separate taimim or he means all one time of Tzarchei Rabim, one thing is clear. The Rambam is not saying that it's mutter because of Davar HaAvid. It's mutter because these are services that we need to provide on Chol HaMoed. The Ravid over there in the Hasagas asks on him, he says it's not true. The Ravid actually goes at the end of the Halacha, and the Rambam says, V'chein kois v'gitei noshim v'kedushei noshim v'shoivrin umatonis, Amar Avram loy ki elo k'davar ha'avid heim. These things are mutter because they're like a davar ha'avid. And there's even a nafka mina between the two taimim. Whether you learn that it's because davar ha'avid, or you learn because it's Tzarchei Rabim, says the Magen Avram, in Simen Tov Kuf Mem Hei Sifkot and Yud Zayin, that according to the Rishonim that are learning that it's because davar ha'avid, it would be mutter even al yidei maisa uman. Davar ha'avid, you could use a professional. And then it probably would be mutter to even write it in Ksav Ashuris. However, if you learn like the Rambam, then the heter is only if you use a Maisa Hedyot. That is what the Magen Avram says. And he explains by saying that since it's not Litzorich HaMoyed, you can only use a Maisa Hedyot. And maybe it's Tzorchei Rabim, but it's not Tzorich HaMoyed. The Mishnah Brura, actually, over there, in Sif Katan Chof, brings that the Primogodim Shita is that this could very possibly be called Tzorich HaMoyed. Since this is something that's Tzorchei Rabim, we include that as Tzorchei HaMoyed, and over there in the Sharet Tzion, in Sifkat and Chof Hei, he says that according to the Prima Gadim, it would be mutter even with a Maisa Uman. However, he writes there that the best thing would be to try and do it not with a Maisa Uman. It should be done dafka with a Maisa Hedyet, with, of course, the exception of Get, which cannot be done with a Maisa Hedyet. Now, why is it that the Rambam disagrees with the Tam of Davar HaAvid? According to what we're saying, Lefi the Magen Avram, there's the Nafkamina. So the Rambam, that means, holds that you would not be able to use a Maise Uman, which means that the Rambam argues on the Tam of Davar HaAvid. He holds that the only heter is because of Tzarchei Rabim. Why is that? So this brings us to another discussion that is raised by the Paiskim. There is a question which the Magen Avram brings up in the beginning of Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin concerning a Suffolk Davar HaAvid. The Magen Avram Shita is that a Davar HaAvid is mutter even if it's a Suffolk Davar HaAvid. You don't know for sure that you're going to suffer a monetary loss or whatever loss you may be suffering. Lav Dafka, a monetary one. The Prima Gadim points out that it must be that the Magen Avram holds that the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed is an Isser Drabbanan, and since it's Isser Drabbanan, we say Suffolk Drabbanan Lekula. And that's how the Machzah Shekel learns as well. The Prima Gadim asks on the Magen Avram that in Simen Tov Kuf Lamed, the Magen Avram brings down the Shita that it is Dairaisa, and therefore he leaves it as a Tzarech Ian. We could probably answer this based on the Yisoy that we already explained a number of times, Daf Yud Aleph Beis and Daf Yud Beis, that the gather of the Isser to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed, even according to the Shittas that it's a Dairaisa, is not an intrinsic Isser. It's not an Isser to do the Malacha itself. Rather, doing the Malacha is a Hechatimtza. It's a means to violate either the spirit of the Yomtif, like the Lashon of the Rambam, or your Simchas Yomtif, like the Keren Oira understands. But the Malacha itself is not a Pa'ula that's really Usser. Therefore, we could say quite simply that Le'olam, the Magen Avraham, knows that it's an Isser Dairaisa, yet a Suffolk Davar HaAved could also be Mutter, because the whole reason why a Davar HaAved is Mutter is because it doesn't create the day of Chol HaMoed into a Yom Chol. Because it's clear that you're doing it not because you view this as a Yom Chol, rather because you have a monetary loss that you want to prevent. If that's true, then we could say that Hu Adin, when it's a Suffolk Davar HaAved, you also have the same reason. So if the gedder of the Isser Chol HaMoed of doing Malacha is an intrinsic Isser, the Malacha is Usser just like Malachas are Usser on Shabbos and Yom Tov, then we would apply the principle of Suffolk Dairaisa L'Chumra. But since that's not the gedder, it's only that this is a means to violate the spirit of the Yom Tov, it's a way of creating it into a Yom Chol, there is no Isser even when it's only a Suffolk Davar HaAved. On Kol Panim, we have one Shita, the Magen Avraham, who holds that Suffolk Davar HaAved is also mutter to write on Chol HaMoed. The Nishmas Adam in Klal Kuvav, Sifkat and Aleph, is Mechiach from the Beis Yosef in Simon, Tov Kuf, Lamed Tes, that we go L'Chumra by a Suffolk Davar HaAved. He actually says, interestingly enough, that this Chumra is even true according to those that hold that Meleches Chol HaMoed is an Issa D'Rabbanan, because we are more Machmir. So we have two shitas. The shita of the Beis Yosef, according to the way Nishmas Adam understands, it is usher to do a davar of it if it's only a suffix davar of it. So the Bir Alacha in Simen Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin in the Maschel davar of it asks from our Gemara. Tosfos explains in our Gemara that the reason why you're allowed to write these things on Chol HaMoed is because it's a davar of it. Why? Shema Yamas Hanoisin Oyaedim Oy Bezdin. So you see that it's only because of a suffix, Davar HaAved, they were matir. And the Mishmur himself is machri over there, that it all depends on how common is the loss that you may suffer. If the chshash is a Davar HaMatzui, then we classify it as a Davar HaAved. But if it's not so matzui, then we don't deal with that suffix as being a Davar that could be matir. I'll call upon him. Once we know that there's already an issue about Suffolk Davar HaAved, we could say very simply that that's the reason why the Rambam was not willing to explain our Mishnah like the rest of the Rishonim. We saw that the Rambam understood that the reason why you're allowed to be kosev the things in our Mishnah is because they're Tzorchei Rabbim, not like the other Rishonim. We say it's because Davar HaAved. Lefi, what we just saw, it could be that the Rambam is of the opinion that a Suffolk Davar HaAved, you're not allowed to write. Just like the Nishmas Adam was mechich that from the Beis Yosef. And that's true even according to the Shittas that hold that it's a Drabbanan. We're more Machmir. The Meiri in our Sugya paskins that a person is allowed to write Chedushei Torah. And his reason for this is because one of the things that's brought down in our Mishnah is Igrish Shel Roshus. There's a Machlek Zishonim, the last words of the Mishnah is that Igrish Shel Roshus, which means like a friendly letter. That's one pshat that Tosfos brings down, B'Shem Di Yerushalmi. But the other pshat, which Rashi goes with and Tosfos brings down as a Yesh Befarshim, is Miloshin Roshus, the government. And what that means is that somebody who works for the government, he's a Gizber Shel Melech, he's allowed to write down the things that he spends in order that he shouldn't forget it. And he says any cheshbon that a person needs and he's going to forget, he's allowed to write down because the actual shikha is called the davar HaAved. You're going to forget it. Memela says the Meiri, Ligabe divrei Torah, ein lecha shikha mitzuya bedavar yoyser me'elu. And since the heter is because davar HaAved, he says you're allowed to write it even without a shinui. And this heter is brought down by the tour in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Hei, B'Shem is Father the Rosh. However, the Rashba in the Chuvas in Chelek Gimel, Siman Resham Ayin Gimel, he argues on this. He says, you see from the Mishnah on the bottom of our Amid, Ein Koisvin Svarim Tfilin Mezuzah Pemoyed, Ve'ein Magiyin Ois Achas, Afilu B'Sefer Ezra. Now, why are you not allowed to be Magiyah? Ask the Rashba, I mean, something that if you're not Magiyah now, you may forget it. And he says if we would allow a person to write his Pirushim and Chidushim, then it's going to come out that Moed is like a Yom Choyl. So he says you cannot do it. We allow you to write things down that have to do with Bein Adam L'Chaveira, he says, but a Chiddush that you heard or you thought of, it's totally on yourself. It's not totally on Bein Adam L'Chaveira. And that's something you could be Choyzer many times if you really want to remember it after Yom Tif. Then make sure to do Chazara several times and you'll remember, and then write it after Yom Tif is over. Now the Gemara says that it's mutter to be ma'ares an isha, to be mekadesh a woman, and chole shel moed, shema yikadmenu acher. You see that we need to come on to a time of shema yikadmenu acher. That's mashma, that without that time there would be an iser. What exactly is the iser? Why do you need the time of shema yikadmenu acher? Shema yikadmenu acher seems to make it into a davra of it. If we didn't have that time, why would it be usser to be mekadesh an isha? We find a machlokes rishonim about this. According to the Ritva, the reason why it would be usher without the time of Shema Yikadmenu Acher is because it's doimet to mekach u'memker, because it's like a purchase. And he adds, it's like a purchase of something which is not letzorech hamoyed, since we know that nisuin, you're certainly not allowed to do like the Gemara says. Now the reason why nisuin is usher is because ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Says the Ritva that erisin does not suffer from that problem, because by erisin itself, if you're not making a su'udas erisin, does not really involve a simcha. It's not yet complete. You have to wait until nisuin. So the problem of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, the Ritva holds, does not exist by erisin. The problem by erisin is, if it wouldn't be for the time of Shem Yikavnan Racher, that it's doime to mekach u'memker shaloi l'tzerech ha-moyed. However, in the Shita L'Talmud, the Rabbein Yechiel Miparis, and Daf Tesma Beis, he says that the reason without Shem Yikavnan Racher that it would be usher is because of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So you see a machlokes as to whether Kedushin itself is considered simcha without the Sudas erisin. Now the Gemara tries to bring a raya, lem sayele, ein noisim noshim b'moyed, loy besulis v'lal monois, etc. So the Gemara says, from the Braisa, which only assers doing nisuin on cholamoyed, it would be mashma hola ares shari, that to do erisin it would be mutter. The Gemara answers, that's not a diak. Loy mi boy ka'amar. The Braisa is telling me the greatest chiddush. Loy mi boy la ares de loy ka'avid mitzvah. It goes without saying that you cannot do erisin because you're not even doing a mitzvah when you do erisin. Ela filo lisa nami de ka'avid mitzvah, that's also usser. So you see from the Gemara that although nisuin is called a mitzvah, but kedushin is not considered a mitzvah. Now if you take a look at the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam spells out the mitzvah of marriage. He explains that koidem matan Torah, a person would meet an isha b'shuk. If he wanted to, he would marry her, he would be machnes her into his house, and live like man and woman. Masha'enkein, after the Torah was given, then Yisrael were nitztavu shem yirtza ish lisa isha. If a person wants to get married, yikne oisa tchila b'fnei edim. First he has to be koina her in front of edim, v'achekach tiyaloi le'isha. Shenemar ki yikach ish isha uboi leha. So you see that likuchin, kedushin, the kenyan, needs to precede nisuin. In Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, v'likuchin elu mitzvahs asei shel Torahim. The Kesef Mishnah over there brings down from Rabbeinu Avram, the son of the Rambam, who asks the Kasha from our Gemara. And he answers that if you look at the Minyan HaMitzvahs that precedes the set of halachas, of Hilchos Ishus, every set of halachas, the Rambam first precedes with a list of those mitzvahs that will be discussed in that section. And one could be medayik from the nusach that the Rambam uses, what exactly the toichen of the mitzvah is. The Rambam over there says, Lisa Isha Biksuba V'Kiddushin. The Rambam does not say, Lekadish Isha. Rather, the Rambam tells us that the nisuin is the mitzvah, Lisa Isha. How it's supposed to be done, it has to be done in a certain way. Biksuba V'Kiddushin. Which means that the Kedushin is not a mitzvah unto itself. And so he says that's what the Gemara means when it says the loika avid mitzvah. You're not doing a mitzvah when you are mekadesh in isha, because nisuin altogether is the mitzvah. And when the Rambam says that likuchin elo mitzvah sasechel toirehim, he means that the Kedushin, the kinyan, is mahava a part of the general whole, which is nisuin. However, there are others that learn that the Rambam is serious. When he says that it's a mitzvah, he means that the Kedushin itself is a mitzvah. And there actually is another Gemara, which the Mefarshim ask Astira from, which says Beferish, that Kedushin is a mitzvah. The Gemara in Be'a, Daf Lamed Vav Med Aleph, it's discussing over there, Ein Mekadshin B'Yomtif, that you're not allowed to be Mekadshin Isha on Yomtif itself. And the Gemara asks, "Ha mitzvah ka'avid? You're doing a mitzvah." The Gemara answers that it's talking about a person who already has an isha ubonim. So in the Megillah Sefer, from the Mabit, he asks a stira to our Gemara. And as a result of this question, he learns our Gemara totally differently. He says that really the whole problem of being ma'aris and isha is because the person is busy with the arrangements of being mekadesh this woman, and as a result, he is nimna misimchas yomtiv, which is a mitzvah saseh. He'll hold himself back from being sameach properly on yomtiv. And Shmuel comes along and is mechadish that even though it's going to hold him back from Simchas Yomtiv, it's still mutter to be mechadish to Isha and Chol HaMoed because of the time of Shemi Kadmenu Acher. And he says that when the Gemara says, Loi mi boy la'aris, the loika ovid mitzvah, it doesn't mean that you're not being mekayim a mitzvah with the Erisin. It is a mitzvah. Loika ovid mitzvah means you're not doing the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtiv. He says that it's only Erisin, which is a hindrance to your Simchas Yomtiv. Nisuin is not. So when it says that Nisuin ka'avid mitzvah, it means that when a person does Nisuin, he's still involved in the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtiv, because it doesn't have the same type of tircha like Kedushin has. So this is a very big chiddush the way he's learning the Gemara, but according to the way he's learning, there's no kasha on the Rambam either from this Gemara. The Chasam Sofer in Or HaChaim, Simen Kuf Mem Hei, actually answers the Rambam a third way. He says that the Rambam is right when he says that being Ma'aris and Isha is a mitzvah, but only according to the Gemara's Maskana, that there's a chshash of Shema Yikadmenu Acher. According to the Gemara's Havamina, there's no chshash of Shema Yikadmenu Acher, then your person's not really being Mekayim a mitzvah with Erisin. And that's why the Gemara is capable at that point of saying, Loi mi boi la'areis de loi ka'avid mitzvah. Because the Gemara at that point is going, Lefi the tzad, that we're not choshish for the time of Shem Yikadmenu Acher. But according to the Maskana, that we are choshish for the time of Shem Yikadmenu Acher, then you are being mekayim a mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam can say that you're being mekayim a mitzvah, and it's not a stira from the Gemara. The Gemara's final raya is Toshba de Tana Dvei Shmuel, Ma'arsin av aloi koinsin. You're allowed to do Kedushin as long as you're not koinister, you don't do Nesuin. The Ein Oisin Su'udas Erisin. You don't make a Su'udas Erisin. Rabbi Yashiv says in his Ha'aris on Moed Katan that Bizman Hazeh, that people make a Tanoim. In Hebrew it's called Erisin. That's not what we mean when we say Su'udas Erisin. He says that's not Shaykh to the whole Inyan of Su'udas Erisin, and it's mutter to do it on Chol HaMoed. Except he says that the Taz says that on Chol HaMoed you shouldn't make a Su'udah B'Tanoim. V'yesh Cholkin. He says, "Varoitza lotzeis yedeya taz." Somebody wants to be yotze the shita sataz that you shouldn't even make a suda for tnoim. So don't make a suda b'mesibas tnoim. You shouldn't have a sit-down affair where people wash and eat a whole meal. Ela b'mini targima ba'alma. You're allowed to give light refreshments. The b'zem mutter lekulei alma. The Gemara asks, "Sumi amr Shmuel Shemi Kadmenu Acher?" Does Shmuel actually say that there's a chash of Shemi Kadmenu Acher? V'hamar of Yehuda amr Shmuel b'chol yoyim v'yoyim bas kol yoytzeis v'imeres bas ploini leploini sada ploini leploini, that there's a predetermined zivik for a person. So it's not possible for somebody to come and take away somebody else's zivuk. The Gemara answers, "Shemi Kadmenu Acher b'tfila." That even though you can't change what was predetermined just by taking her as a wife, but al yidei tefila you could. Now the Ran in his Chidushim says that the Rambam in Shmoyne Prakim, that's the Rambam's Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, in the 8th parak when he discusses in Yoni Bechira, and also in the Pirush Mishnayis itself in Avos, in Parak Gimel Mishnah Tes Vav, by Rishus Nesuna, that the Rambam was doiche this Gemara. Because it cannot be that a person is mukhrach to be mekayim mitzvahs pruravu with this woman since he has bechira. And furthermore, he says, v'chiyim yisum amzeres. If a person marries mamzeres, are we going to say that it was nigzer min hashamayim that he should marry her? And it happens to be that there are other gemaras that are mashman not like our sugya, like the gemara in Bava Basra, daf kuf yud, which says, aroitza lisa isha yivdek ba'acheha. If a person wants to marry a woman, he should check and make sure that her brothers are chashuvim. And they're not pegumim, they're not amia aretz, because roi banim holchim acharei achei ha'em. Now, why does he have to check? It's already predetermined who's going to be his wife. The Gemara in Brachas also in Daf Chesamid Aleph says, al zoysi spala lecha kol chosid le'es mitzoy zu isha, that a person has to daven for a good wife. Why does a person have to daven? It's already predetermined. So those gemaras are mashma that they argue on Shmuel. This is a kasha that Rabbi Yashiv asks in his Ha'aris. We can answer, however, that the Gemara in Brachas, which said it, that he should be mispalel, is not a steer to our Gemara, because our Gemara says l'maskana that Shemi Kadmenu Acher b'tfila. So it could be that a person has to daven in order to be zoicha to his predetermined zivug, because it's possible for somebody else ayidei tfila to get it and take it away from him. So even though the Gemara says that you're not supposed to be mispala for a specific person, It could be that you should be mispalel, that his zivug should meet with him, and that it shouldn't be taken away by somebody else. Meaning, al yudei tefila, somebody else could take away his zivug. The Mishnah tells us, ein kois fin shtori choy b'moyed. Ksiva is one of the things that you're not allowed to do on chol moyed. And some of the Paiskis Manenu discuss whether you're allowed to write on a computer and keep whatever you wrote on a disk, such that you're storing the information, but you're not writing it with your hands on paper. And Shalos Tshuvas, Be'er Moshe, Chilik Zayin, Simen Mem Aleph, he's matir, as long as you're not doing it for business purposes. That is, if it's not a Dovra of it. Rav Ozner in Shevet HaLevi, Chilik Vav, Simen Lamed Zayin, also seems to hold that since the whole Isser of Ksiva on Chol HaMoed is because of the Tircha involved, since there's no tircha in touching a button, there should be no problem. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman was not quick to be matir. He was matir for ktanim, but he says, this is brought down in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasim, Perik Samach Vav in Ha'ara Reish Yud Aleph, that if you're storing the information on a disk, then there's a problem because of Isser Boina. Before the computers became so popular, it was discussed by the Paiskim of Arizman a little bit earlier, the issue of a typewriter. And this Mishnah Alachis, and Chelik Yud Aleph Simen Tov Lamed Ches, he says that writing a letter using a typewriter is worse because that's considered a Maisa Uman. Similarly, in the Shalos Tshuva Kinyan Torah, Chelik Beis Simen Tzadik Zayin Sifkot and Beis, he says even if you're makel to write Chedushei Torah on Chol HaMoed, but that's only with your hand, but if you use a typewriter, it's usser. And it seems from the way the Paiskim talk that if a person were to write on a computer and then print it using a printer, it would not have the same din. Even though the end result is the same as a typewriter and probably even better, nevertheless, the typewriter you're actually writing as you press the keys on the paper. So that makes it worse. And it's considered even a Maisa Uman. The Mishnah says, Ein koisfin svarim tefillin umzuzus b'moyed. You're not allowed to write sefer Torah tefillin umzuzus on chol HaMoed. A person is allowed to write tefillin and mezuzahs for himself. Now there are Rishonim that want to be medayik from this din that Rabbi Yehuda says that you're supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because it says that you can only put on tefillin la'atzmoy. Now if the heter to write tefillin is for after Chol HaMoed, what's the difference between la'atzmoy and la'acherim? The only hesber in the chiluk between la'atzmei and la'acherim is that la'atzmei is considered l'tzorech hamoyed, and la'acherim is not considered l'tzorech hamoyed. If a sofer writes for other people, he's not doing l'tzorech hamoyed. If he writes it la'atzmei, so then we could say that it's for himself, l'tzorech hamoyed, but that's only if there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin on chol hamoyed. However, Tosfos on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, Debar Maschil, Rabbi Yosi, explain that there's no raya from Rabbi Yehuda. Because it may be true that Rabbi Yehuda himself is of the opinion that you're supposed to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but that's because Rabbi Yehuda in Erevin, Daf Tzadik Vav Mid Beis, says that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. He holds you're supposed to put tefillin on Shabbos. So then certainly on Chol HaMoed you're supposed to put on tefillin. But we, who paskin, not like Rabbi Yehuda, we hold that there's no mitzvah to put on tefillin on Shabbos. Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin. We can hold that Chol HaMoed is also not the Zman of tefillin. Tosfos brings, though, the Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avram, who brings a raya from Yerushalmi that you do put tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Ritva brings down, this is also the Shita of Rabbeinu Shimshin and Rabbeinu Yehuda. So it's a clear machlokes rishonim. In the Shalos Tshuvos Mishnas Yaakov, in Arachayim, Simon Lamed Zayin, he explains, based on the Lashonis in the Rishonim, that the Yisoid of this Shaila is really dependent if doing Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Issa Dairaisa or not. Because, assuming that the reason why we don't put tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov is because Shabbos and Yom Tov is an ois, and it replaces the ois of tefillin, which is one of the reasons given in the Rishonim, then we could say that if you hold that the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed is Doraisa, then it's an ois like Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you don't need another ois. And that is the Mashmos of the Rashba and the Tshuva. Now, the truth is that the way that we already were magdir earlier in the shir and in previous shiurim, the Isser Melacha Dairaisa on Chol HaMoed, according to Shitza Rambam, it's not mukhrach to say that it's dependent on that issue. Because there's actually a big kasha. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Dalet Alocha Yud seems to say that Chol HaMoed is this man tefillin. There is a big mevucha in the Mefarshim what the Shittas HaRambam is, because in Huchas Yomta Perek Zayin Alocha Yud Gimel, it's mashma that it's lav zman tefillin. But the Mishkas Yaakov assumes that the Rambam Shita is that Chol HaMoed is zman tefillin. Now we were medayik already on Dafir Alf Mebeis and in other places that the Shittas HaRambam is that the Melacha on Chol HaMoed is an Isser Melacha Dairaisa. So then it's a stira. According to the way that the Mishkas Yaakov is explaining, so whoever holds that Chol HaMoed is an Issa D'Oraisa, then it turns into an Ois. If it's an Ois, it should not be Zman Tefillin. Why is it then that the Rambam, who holds that there is an Issa D'Oraisa on Chol HaMoed, holds that there's still a mitzvah to wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed? However, the answer can be very simple. We already explained that the Shittas HaRambam is that there is no intrinsic mitzvah not to do Melacha on Chol HaMoed. It's not as if the Torah told me to refrain from doing melacha. What the Torah told me to do is to make sure that it's not like a yom chol. And therefore, we could say as follows. The Torah says, V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-shabbos, lasos es ha-shabbos l'doroysam bris olam, b'nei uvein b'nei Yisrael ois hi l'olam. When the Torah is referring to shmiris Shabbos, the din to be shoivis, that the gavra has to refrain from doing melacha, then it calls it an ois. And the reason why it's called an ois between us and Hashem is as the pasuk explains, Ki sheshes yomim osa Hashem es ha-shamayim v'sa'aretz v'yom ha-shvi'i shavas v'yinofash. Since Hashem stopped doing melacha on that day, so we refrain from doing melacha as well. And that's what generates an ois. So both Shabbos and Yom Tov are similar in that we're supposed to refrain from doing melacha. Then it becomes an ois. Masha'enken Chol HaMoed, since we're not really told to refrain from doing melacha, V'haraya, any melacha that does not create Chol HaMoed into a Yom Chol, you're not mechuyev to refrain from doing it. And any davar ha'avad, you're also allowed to do, as we explained, because your main motivation is to not suffer a loss, a monetary loss. In which case, even if you hold that the melacha on Chol HaMoed is a melacha d'oraisa, is an iser d'oraisa, but it doesn't necessarily result in Chol HaMoed being an ois, and therefore the Rambam could paskin that you wear tefillin.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.